All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It is always interesting with the main man himself, Jerry Jones. The interview just happened, as it does every Tuesday at 8:30 with us, every Friday at 10:30 with G-Bag, and sometime in the afternoon, stuck in rush hour traffic going down the tollway with Ben and Skin. So the headline that has already come out from this, as thanks to the Tolos, making Jerry the number one trending topic in DFW in about 30 minutes. That's pretty fast. Saying that the Cowboys have not had a true number one wide receiver for years. The follow-up was, are you including Dez in that, Jerry? Now, to be fair to Jerry, and it's easily justifiable from his point of view, he did say he considers DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, number one wide receivers. Nobody would mistake Dez Bryant for either of those two guys over the past few seasons. And Jerry's saying the past few years can go back 2 years. It doesn't have to go back four or five. It probably goes back two, maybe even three. And by that standard, Jerry would not be incorrect. In 2015, and Dez is going to pop off on this soon whenever, you know, he gets a hold of it.
He can do whatever he wants.
I didn't tag him because I don't want that on my
time. Oh, there's enough people tagging him.
Okay.
Twitter tales. He will definitely see
Twitter
it.
Tales.
Of course there is.
2015, he got hurt. He only played in 9 games. 2016, he played in 13 games with 97 catches and 8 touchdowns. A very nice season, 796 yards. And then last year, we know how inconsistent he was with a lot of drops. Couldn't connect with Dak. 16 games played, 6 touchdowns, 69 catches, 838 yards. So, like, technically, and again, we all have different standards. This elite quarterback discussion, it's subjective. It changes. So technically, you know, it's going to be taken probably as much more insulting than Jerry intended it, but saying we haven't had a number one wide receiver here for years, if you're talking about the last two or three, yeah, he could be technically correct. Now, I could counter that myself, and Roy would agree, in saying you don't have to have a true number. You don't have to have Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, DeAndre Hopkins, or Julio.
Right, because those guys have a grand total of 0 Super Bowl rings.
Well, I don't care. We can get, that's another argument. But the point is, Dez Bryant would still be, I think, heads and shoulders above what this group is. You don't have to have the true number one. I think we're getting into semantics over what the number one label is.
And that's just what it is, right? Jerry's saying, you know, there are only like 4 number ones in the league. Julio, DeAndre, you know, Antonio Brown and Odell and everybody else. And I would contend that I think there's 15 to 20 number one wide receivers, talent-wise, in the NFL. And my qualification for a number one wide receiver is on a 3rd and 5, does everybody in the stadium know that ball's going to this guy? More than likely. And is that guy able to make the play? And if he's able to make the play like 50 to 60% of the time or close to half, like that guy to me, I would often consider a number one wide receiver because the rest of the time he's probably getting double teamed.
And I would not put Dez in that category right now, but no, you don't need to have that to dramatically improve your passing game or be much better in that area when they can't score points or move the football through the air right now.
No.
16 points a game, can't throw for 200 yards.
I mean, let's be fair.
Again, I don't want to go back to the Dez argument. I just want to cover Jerry's comment and then we'll move forward.
Yeah, I mean, let's be fair. If Jerry's going to compare him to a top flight, Dez was never on their level. Ever. He was never Julio. He was never AJ. He was never Antonio. Those guys were always head and shoulders above Dez Bryant. Even at Dez's peak, he had 3,000-yard seasons. Marcus Colston has a better resume than Dez Bryant. Let's be fair. Let's be fair.
There was a blip. There was a hiccup where we were talking about him as a leader or not. It was a blip.
Yep.
But it was one year. But no one is going to confuse Dez's career for those other guys.
No.
When it's all said and done, I agree.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You know, the perception of Dez is different than what I think he actually ever produced. The hope of Dez, the talent of Dez was more than whatever he produced. And that's unfortunate because he was a talented player, but he never put together these he had 3,000-yard seasons in a row. And they were really good. He was a great red zone threat. He was a great red zone threat.
Yes.
And that was probably his best thing, was that he was a tremendous threat in the
red zone. 100% his best thing. Without a doubt.
All right, the other thing that stuck out to me, by the way, he's not so sure about Sean Lee playing on Sunday. The other thing that's, and he says, you know, I have still all this belief in Dak, and I answered the Romo doubts on Tuesdays on this show for many, many years, and he's right. But the other thing is the Jason Garrett question. Number one, as we predicted, or I predicted, he was going to support Jason and say, you know, there's reasons. Steven did it yesterday with G-Bag. There's reasons on both sides. You can justify punting, and you can disagree with punting, even though we got Jerry's true feeling, I hope, after the game when he said we should have gone for it. Gary Myers, who knows Jerry, clearly, Jerry helped cooperate on his book coming out today. How about them Cowboys? Gary's going to join us at 7:20 tomorrow morning to talk about the book and everything in it. And he had an excerpt come out last week that said, Jerry is averse to starting over with a new coach. He's against it. And we asked Jerry that question to end the interview, and basically he said, Gary is probably in touch with a lot of things.
Gary knows.
He's got a good feel.
He's
now, let's take you behind the scenes here, because this is what we talk about on the show. Roy on the air said, we let him get away with a lack of a follow-up. And, you know, a lot of people would probably take that as, you know, harsh criticism and insult live on the air and for everyone to hear when RJ and I are doing the interview. But there is a part of me wondering, like, how should we or how could we have pinned him down more? But what would your follow-up have been? I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm kind of agreeing with you.
No, sure. I think the follow-up would have been, because when you said about Gary Myers, he then turned it into, oh, I have a great relationship with Gary Myers. He's certainly plugged in. He and I have talked forever.
Yes.
I would have then be like, but Jerry, are you averse, as he suggests, to making a coaching decision? Because his comment, based on what he gave us, leads me to believe that what Gary Myers is saying is accurate, that Jerry Jones is averse to making a coaching change.
Yeah.
His direct quote was, I would be surprised if he, Gary, didn't have a good read on anything he wrote in the book. Jerry also said he hadn't read the book, so I'm not necessarily sure 100% if he would agree with every classification in there, since he hasn't read it, but you quoted it for him. And he didn't deny it.
Yeah, we should have followed up with that, though. But are you averse to it? He might have gotten irritated. I thought, you know, look, I'm looking at a list of questions. We asked, you know, and the boss probably going to talk to us afterwards. But we asked one positive question. I thought, he took everything else. I mean, we're trying to grill him. We're trying to get him to say the offense stinks. Trying to get him to say the quarterback stinks. Trying to get him to say they misevaluated the wideouts.
Trying to get him to be honest, really. We're not trying to, like, pin him against the wall. Yeah. It's the exact same thing that people...
I want
to
know that they're just not happy. I want to know... Not even not happy. I want to know that they're pissed. I want to know that they're... I don't want to say disgusted, like, they go too overboard. I want to know that they're ticked off about things.
Or... somewhere close to the level of frustration that average fan is displaying to us.
Because right now we're in two different worlds. Yeah. I feel like either they're amazing at PR and like they have the greatest makeup artist in the world to go out and talk like this and show face after the way they've performed this season, or they're in another planet compared to us and the fan base. I don't know which one it is. It's probably somewhere in the middle. I guess that's the most common answer.
Well, yeah, I mean, I
just want to know that they're ticked.
Well, I mean, they are. Like, being ticked and, you know, overreacting and making a change are two different things.
Yeah.
If you think it's overreacting or not. I mean, they don't.
They keep saying, too, you can't really make these You're definitely not making personnel changes in season, which is obvious.
You can't make personnel changes in season. I mean, you can't really make a coaching change in season either. I mean, you're bringing an interim.
Well, you got to ask. You got to ask if they fired Linehan today. So let's have that conversation, all right? Let's be reasonable about it. If we fire Linehan, we'll be Jason, Jerry, and Steven. If we fire Linehan, how are we going to get that much better? What do we do?
Yeah, is Kellen Moore going to come in?
Jason, are we going to give it back to Jason? We took it from Jason.
Right. Are we going to give it to Kellen Moore?
No.
No.
He has zero experience. No. What
Chris Richard, offense and defense, go.
But seriously, that's
Sungjae Law.
That's probably a question. I sound like Mickey here, or Brad. That's a reasonable question that we should have asked here. Like, what do you do? What do you do? What do we do if we get rid of Scott?
You're in a tough spot. I mean, get rid of Scott is one thing.
Look how we're talking about the Cowboys offense, and all of a sudden,
it got so really ominous dark. And dark in really downtown Dallas.
The sky
really,
went away.
Really dark outside.
What do you do? I'm going to ask Kavanaugh all this because he's, you know, to his credit, been honest and been hammering the offensive staff like everybody. But what playbook do you just say, okay, we're going to run this to get that much
better? I don't know that it's necessarily Scott or Jason that's the problem. It's the plays.
Okay, where do you think
the playbook?
Where do you think that comes from?
They could get rid of
that
Scott.
Comes from Scott and Jason.
They could get rid of Scott. Same playbook. You know.
Okay, so basically,
You're gonna have to.
Okay, but if we fire Jason, then what do you do in season?
You're screwed.
There's not an answer.
There's not an answer for this season,
and that's I think the part where Cowboys fans get most frustrated is that these are all problems that we thought we had in the offseason that were never addressed because all they did was make a bunch of cosmetic changes in the coaching staff and say that if we change out every position coach outside of the offensive defensive coordinators, we're somehow going to bring a new identity to this team. And that has not happened. And at this point, no, there's not a solution around the corner that's going to save the Cowboys other than like supreme execution. And right now, I don't even know if it's execution. I just like think the loss of Travis Frederick, we don't talk about it enough because we basically just written him off for the season.
Yeah.
But the loss of Travis Frederick, I can't believe how badly it's derailed this offense, but it has.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.